If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Get on the grid, Sports Grid, Morency Unfiltered. I am Gable Morency. Let's do this thing. We're going to get into the octagon. We're going to get into the cage. We're going to talk UFC, ESPN. They're going to Brazil this Saturday, and it's actually a pretty cool card. We did well last week betting on the UFC. We're starting to get in a little bit of a groove right now once again with the UFC. You know what? And it goes, I want to thank our guests, actually, Joey Odessa and Gamblu, both of which are on the radar for this podcast. Both of them will be joining us. But, you know, just the fact that we're breaking it down on a weekly basis, I'm just sort of like, all right, this fight, that fight. And one thing, one of our keys to success, actually, we're not betting as many fights as we used to. I often used to bet almost like every fight on the card, and it's fun. You know, listen, who doesn't like kicking back, having some drinks, and watching a UFC card and betting each fight, and you get on a roll? It's a great time. But, you know, you're not laying minus 110 all the time with these fights. So you lose a couple of favorites, man. You set yourself back. You're behind the eight ball, and then you're playing catch-up for the rest of the night. And it's frustrating doing that. So a bit more selective. So we're going to talk some. We're going to talk the fights with Joey Odessa and Lou Gamblu. But, of course, we've been spending a lot of time talking about the coronavirus and its impact on the sports world. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've had people on the air just a couple of days ago, oh, no, they're not going to play without any fans. And LeBron James, of course, off. What do you mean, no fans? And it's like, God, people are stupid. You know, like, really, I get it. You think you're invincible. You think that, you know, everything is a conspiracy, everything is a lie. And listen, I think we're gonna try to get Richard Garner on tomorrow because I think he's the perfect guy whenever we have something serious to talk about. But I always get like angry about this, about two things can be right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I was tweeting the other night about how the media is hysterical with this. And the media is hysterical with this. And then now I get people sort of like, you know, coming at me, oh, this is real, Morency. It's dangerous. And what do you mean the media? And the whole thing is the media is using this against Donald Trump. Like the number one headline when on any newscast is basically either the stock market crashing, so i.e. rich people losing money, or B, Donald Trump's incompetent, right? And, oh, does Trump have it? And, ooh, Trump, like, they're really just sensationalized. Like, they don't come on with any information. Do they ever tell you, oh, if you want to get tested, go here, right? Like, the media is hysterical. And the problem with the media is, and I brought this up with Blewett, is the media for like 3 years right now, every damn day has been bitching about Trump, right? Like every day, man. And the thing is, listen, Trump deserves to be reported on, right? The media didn't call the Ukraine president and start trying to shake him down. You know what I'm saying? The media didn't do that. You know, the media, you know, doesn't hang around with the sleazeballs that he does. Like, we can go down the list. It's not the media. But the thing is, the media's, like, face and posture. Like, basically, you see these twats, like, on TV every night, and they look so serious. Donald Trump fired somebody, and it's like, yeah, whatever. He did the same. He's doing the same thing every damn president does, all right? Yet, like, they over, it's the little boy that cried wolf. That's the problem. And, you know, that's the media's fault. Now, as far as, like, government responses and stuff, well, listen, two things can be right, all right? Put it this way. I'm not saying that Donald Trump is a doctor, okay? So, you know, has the response been good? No. Let's just be real. And I think America is about to find that out right now about how behind the eight ball and behind the rest of the world the U.S. actually is on this because of the deniability factor. Oh, wow, we're USA. It's just, it's other places, right? And, I mean, this stuff, this is about to explode. Like, this is really, really about to explode right now. But, like, the media is getting delirious. And don't forget, the media makes money off of fear, right? This is the media's, like, this is their domain, man, right? So don't forget that right now. Is it bad? Yes. Should you be concerned for your grandparents and your parents? Yes. Is it serious? Yes. It's basically like 10, 15 times more lethal than the flu, and the flu kills a lot of people. So, like, this is a killer. Like, there's no disputing it. Like, so, and basically, whether it's 1.5%, whether it's 3%, and I'm actually pretty on top of this. I saw a great interview with a doctor at UCLA, and she was talking about it. She was basically stating, listen, it could be 1.5, it could be 3.5 as far as the mortality rate. And then she was getting into the ages, but it's pretty bad. She was basically stating, like, you know, 60, 70 years old, it's like 10, 15% chance. Yet, like I said, guys, you start adding this up and, you know, you have millions of people with it, then 1, 2, 3% is a lot of people. It's a lot of people. The hospitals are going to be full, et cetera. So this is getting real right now. And I talked about it, even on a personal level. I'm flying in a couple of days. I'm not overly excited about it. Me personally, I'm not in fear of, like, of anything. I'm in fear of others' reactions. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not happy about being in airports and dealing with people and being around other people in airports. Like I said, I don't want to walk into the wrong room. And they're like, sorry, sir, you got to stay here for 14 days. Right? That better be a damn good room that I walk into. And speaking of which, actually, in New York here, there's a clinic. They're offering $4,500. $4,500, and they inject you with the coronavirus for $4,500. You don't leave. You stay on the premises with them. You know, it's basically the research. It's the research check. And I, for one, am proud to say, listen, we've all done things we're not proud of, right? And trust me, I'm right there, okay? We've all done things we're not proud of for money or out of desperation and a stupidity, greed, whatever. I think we should remember that as we get older and we criticize everybody. I've done a lot of dumb things in my life. But One thing I'm proud of, I've never done that. And trust me, man, I know a lot of people that did. It was a big thing. It was a big thing in my hood, man, like when I was younger, basically. You know, people would just go get drugged up. You become like a pharmaceutical guinea pig for money. You know, you guys know the ads. You see the ads in the back of the paper. Want to make $2,000? You know, just do some medical test. And basically, they're testing stuff out on you. So essentially, for $4,600, they inject you with the coronavirus, and then they give you a bunch of like medications after for the next 3 weeks. And they basically see what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, people were joking about it. They were like, you know what, I would do it. And $4,600, it's not bad for 3 weeks. I think it's like 18 days, 21 days. I think it was up to 24, though. So basically, you know, so what is it? It's a little more, it's not bad money. It's more than a dime a week. It's all right. Like, if you don't have a job and you have nothing going on, like, I can get you. They'll have a lot of people doing it. But people are like, well, hey, it's the tournament, so you can watch the tournament. That's true. And you will kind of just be baked the whole time. Like, I've spoken to people about that. I'm like, dude, like, what happens in those places anyways? Like, I'm saying, like, you were there for 6 days. What happened? And he's like, oh, it's like, he goes, basically, he goes, it's nothing but blood test. He goes, you know, they take your blood a bunch of times a day. And he goes, they give you a bunch of pills, and you just do what you want. He goes, you sit around and watch TV, and they have pool tables and stuff. And he goes, you just do what you want. But he goes, there's a lot of blood tests, and, you know, it's a pain in the ass. And he said, you know, you feel woozy the whole time. You don't really feel too good when you're there. But people do it all the time. So people are like, well, you know what, for $4,600, especially at this time of the year, 3 weeks, just kick back, watch March Madness. Right? So I sort of get it. I understand. I wouldn't do it. Like I said, I'm proud that I never resorted to prostitution or sacrificing my body for science. Screw that. Like, to me, doing that is, I don't know. To me, that's like messing with God or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, it's just like tempting fate. I'm not willingly getting sick for money. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, I'm morally against it. I'm ethically against this, although I don't judge anybody for doing it. Like, if you're tuning in right now and you're like, oh, damn, man, Morenci, get me the number. I'll get you the number. Like, if you want to do it, go ahead. Like, I'm not morally against it just for me. It's like a low. I'm like, nah, I'm not sacrificing my body. It's like the one thing you have. You know what I mean? I might not have any dignity left, but it's like, yeah, it's the one thing I have left. But yeah, $4,600, they'll inject you. But the whole thing is, you think, yeah, right, I'll get injected for $4,600. But what if there's no tournament? And, you know, I'm going to get to this, actually, about this. Like, I'm supposed to go to Atlantic City next weekend. And I still will. But like I said, I'm going with people. And I understand their concern. And a lot of times I'd be like, listen, suck it up. It's all good. It's media hype. But that's the thing where, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I think you might be better off, like, not watching the news. You watch the news, man, they're freaking people out. All right? Like, they are freaking people out. And I don't want to freak you out right now, but I'm seeing the news right now. And I can tell you, this is breaking right now. Italy had 2,300 cases in one day yesterday. The biggest since the outbreak. All right, so 2,300. And they're like a month and a half into this thing. Gives you context to just how bad this thing is going to get. Get on a grid.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Morency Unfiltered, the podcast. I am Gabriel Morency. Let's do this thing. Joey Odessa and Lou will step up and in and join us. We'll talk some MMA. But this, you know, it's getting very serious right now in the world. Now, this is one of these things as well where I totally get it. And listen, I'm more serious than a lot of people in the sports world. Like when it comes to, like, I follow world politics and global issues a lot closer than the average, like, sports guy does. All right. In fact, I don't know. I sometimes wonder if I'm in the wrong field and I should be doing political media and, you know, just basically general talk media at times. Would have made a hell of a lot more money, I'll tell you that. And I get it. You know, like, I talk about this stuff, you know, me and Garner get going on things over the years. I mean, we, you know, well, I've always talked about stuff like this, right? But the thing is, and I can totally understand, like, on our, you know, even on the morning show, I get it. People don't want to hear about coronavirus and crap like that. I totally understand. But the thing is, we're past the point now where, well, you know, man, I just don't want to hear about it. Let's, you know, it's depressing. It's past that. Now it's like, it's reality, guys. It's reality. And like I stated, I've got a weekend planned in Atlantic City next weekend, and I want to do it. But truth be told, my gut instinct is starting to tell me it's a bad idea. It's just probably a bad idea. And I got to be honest, the prices haven't come down all that much. Like, that's another thing. Hey, Atlantic City, like, there's a coronavirus going on. Your rooms are, like, extremely overpriced, all right? I'm getting all kinds of Vegas stuff now, guys. Like, I'm on the mailing list. Like, I've stayed in every damn hotel in, like, the Western Hemisphere, especially, like, gambling ones. So, like, you know, my inbox gets flooded with, like, offers all the time. And I'm getting a lot of Vegas offers now. Like, I got one yesterday from the Golden Nugget in Vegas. It was like 50% off everything type of deal. Nobody's in Vegas, you know. So, like I said, that's my own personal thing. I've got, you know, we got to start figuring out. But I got to be honest with you. So I was going to Atlantic City for March Madness. I don't know if there's going to be a March Madness. So let's just run through this right now. Yesterday, we were talking about how the Montreal Canadiens and the San Jose Sharks are going to be the first team sort of on the clock with this. Like, they were the first team that were told, like, by the governor, yeah, you can't play. Like, you're not playing in this building. So I don't care what you do, but you can't play with fans in this building. You can play, but with no fans. And the NHL was, like, trying to play tough guy, like Columbus going ahead with their games, like, we're good and blah, blah, blah. So the options are starting to get taken away from you right now. So I brought this up, and it's funny, once again, how I'm correct, as I brought up, and I thought it was a good point at the time, is if you shut San Jose down, which they did, and good for them. I don't have a problem with it. They're being proactive. So they shut San Jose down. It's pointless to shut San Jose down if you don't shut San Francisco down. You know what I mean? Like, there's bridges, guys. It doesn't stop. Like, so you can, like, oh, we're not doing anything on this side of the bridge, but the other side of the bridge, we're doing everything like it's normal. Then it doesn't matter. You might as well not do it anywhere then. This is the problem with the response in the United States right now. There's no uniform response, right? So if one state shuts something down and the other state doesn't next to it, it doesn't matter. It's pointless. And it's going to go on forever. You got that stupid hick with the beard that does the videos now, the Periscope guy. It's like, God, like, this is the problem with today's day and age. The more this jackass flipped out about Garth Brooks and Barry Sanders. This moron's doing Corona videos about how he's eating more Chinese food. And, like, it's just, it's a circus. It's a circus. But it's real right now. Like, it's officially real right now. As the Golden State Warriors, so San Francisco does what San Jose does. San Francisco's like, yeah, we can't have 25,000 people in an area here. So no fans at the Brooklyn Net game on Thursday night. Golden State Warriors, Brooklyn, no fans allowed. No fans allowed. We're seeing various college conferences. They shut down. They're shutting down tournaments like left and right now. The report is Major League Baseball is not starting, guys. Seattle is a freaking hub. All right. They just canceled the CBI. And I want to get it right. I was kidding. CBI, CT, CIT, there's a million of these things. CBI, not can't, like, not no fans. They just shut it down. There's no CBI tournament this year. As far as baseball is concerned, I'll tell you right now, the Seattle Mariners can't play in Seattle next week. Baseball starts earlier this year, too, which is bad news for them. It starts like March 26th, so we're a couple of weeks away. And in a couple of weeks, it's going to be at its worst. We're not even there yet. This is just like the glass of water at the restaurant. We haven't even gotten the soup yet. Soup and salad hasn't come yet, guys. So Seattle can't play at home. So now basically Seattle is probably going to play in Arizona. That was the thinking. If they were going to play their games in Arizona, the weather is warmer there. It's not as hit. It's not as affected, but it will be, like I stated. Yeah, and then what are you going to do, man? What, you're going to have some teams playing in some stadiums and other teams aren't? It leads to a competitive imbalance. As well in the league. You know what I mean? Like, some teams, it's going to set up chaos right now. And I don't see how. Look, you think it's just going to be one city? Like, it's only going to get worse, guys. So, like, I don't know. Like, the NBA, I guess they're just going to play a bunch of games without fans. Because they're not shutting society down as a whole. Although, I'll tell you what, man. And I'm looking out the window right now at New York City, and it's as quiet as I've ever seen it. It's basically like a Sunday afternoon now all the time. It's like people pretty much have self-quarantined. And New York City is the hub of this. And if anyone's wondering, and I know I don't really have too many people that are concerned about me. I was going to say people are concerned. They're not. They're not. But people have asked me, oh, wow, yeah, right, well, you're in New York. I see it's bad. The area in New York City that's really hit isn't in New York City. And listen, it's everywhere, right? So, I mean, who knows? I mean, to be honest with you, I think I probably had it. I think I've already had this. I was pretty sick like a month ago. And I was like more sick than usual for longer than usual. I think I just probably had it, you know, and like I said, like basically 35 to 70% of us are going to get this. Now, as far as the tournament is concerned, is, man, they're playing in New York City. The Sweet 16 is in New York City, guys. Not next Friday, but the following Friday. Two Fridays from now is the Sweet 16. I don't see how. Like, I me and Mike Blewett talked about it. See, the thing is, and we talked about it as well, it's not that if you step on the street, like coronavirus, and listen, I'm not an expert, and like, you know, don't like, I mean, hell, I couldn't even get daylight savings time, so, right, but I am paying attention closely to it, and it's not in the air. You know what I mean? So it's not like if you walk around the street, like the air is contaminated or anything like that. But it does, and I didn't know this until last night, actually. So I'm going to pass this along to you. It does live on surfaces. It does live on surfaces for 9 days. 9 days. That's how strong it is. So basically, like if somebody with a severe case of coronavirus, and it's an extreme flu, like coughs violently in their hand and their saliva, and they put it on a door handle, that's there for 9 days. So it really is, you really are better off just not touching anything. And it doesn't mean you're not going to get it for sure, but you're better off like not touching anything. But I'm not living in fear. Like I go in like into the city and I'm living my life. And it's hard not to start to get freaked out if you watch the news and you look on the street, you're like, oh my God. But then you got to remember, society is soft. We're sort of, this is how we are held in check, so to speak. And I find it interesting, too. People look to the government for help all the time. They hate the government, then they want the government's help. Oh, the government, help us, right? You're on your own, people. Like, you know, you're on your own in this world. And, you know, like, society is weak. So it's like, oh, my God, there's a pandemic. You know, it's funny. I read an article about how there's no coronavirus in Africa and most African countries. And they were like, they couldn't figure out why they're, you know, they want to study this. And I'll tell you why. You don't have to study it. I'll tell you, they're tougher. Like, that's why their immune systems are tougher than ours. It's like doing a study. Well, our Dazikstani's tougher. Yes, they are. You know what I mean? Like Khabib. Yes, they are. Yeah. He was wrestling bears when he was 5 years old. All right. You put a 5-year-old kid with a bear to wrestle in a backyard now, do that in New Jersey here, you're going to end up in jail for 14 years for child endangerment. You know what I'm saying? It's just, they're tougher. So I think our immune systems are pretty weak as it is. And I, you know, I just think like people like, basically it's pretty much like Israel Adesanya said last week. You know, he's from Nigeria when he was asked about the coronavirus, and he said, I've had malaria 8 times in my life. He goes, I'll be fine as far as coronavirus is concerned. You know, that's another thing as well. Now, I'm not blaming, oh, you're weak if you get it, but I'm just stating that's why we're getting it more, and that's why they're not. They're tougher. You know what I mean? Russians are tougher. Is coronavirus like an outbreak in Russia right now? No. Well, you know, you hear what I'm saying? But whatever, you know, we can go on and on about this. But as far as sports, guys, do not buy tickets in advance, guys. That's the moral of this story. Do not buy tickets in advance. Get on the grid.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHope, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Get on the grid, sports grid, Morency Unfiltered. I am Morency. Let's get into the octagon right now with the one and only Joey Odessa steps up and in. Joey, always a pleasure. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening today, G?
We're doing all right, Joey. Before we get into the picks here, I sent you an article I saw in the Wall Street Journal. I haven't had an opportunity to really sit down and dig through what we're dealing with here, but it's an interesting. It was interesting. Something that the common fan knows nothing about, and that is biorhythms. And I know it's something that you've been on top of for years, actually. And this article is The Future of Everything. It's in the Wall Street Journal. The Future of Everything, The Brave New World of Betting on Athletes' Data. Sports gambling is colliding with technology that enables real-time tracking of biometric data, raising a thorny legal question. Who owns that data? And now, Joey, with, I know, you know, you've been ahead of the curve with boxers and mixed martial artists that, you know, a lot of fighters. I know Bernard Hopkins was big into this, in which he wouldn't fight at certain times of the year, in which he knew just sort of his biorhythm, his clock, so to speak, wasn't at its peak. George St. Pierre was into that as well. But now, Joey, they can track almost every movement and every muscle and every everything of an athlete. So the story basically goes, like, basically now they can already tell, and in the future they would be able to tell the heart rate of an athlete, you know, the strength, like basically like his ankle hurts. Like you can see everything if the players are hooked into the medical data apparatus of the league, so to speak. But then it gets into a privacy medical issue, in which it's not really our right to know somebody's health, even if we're betting on the game. You know, are we supposed to see somebody's medical record? But very interesting, Joey. You've been ahead of the curve with the biorhythms.
Yeah, you know, but at the same time, with all that information and all that data, I mean, you give a guy too much information and what happens? He'll go broke. And the one thing that they're really not talking about is the mind. I mean, look, I can know that I might not be at my peak performance time every June or July. However, you know, my mind, if, you know, come December, if my mind's not in the right place when I step into the octagon or step into the ring, I mean, how are they going to gauge that? I think that, you know, again, I think it's all evens itself out. You know, I spoke about trends last week with somebody, and I said, you know, there's trends for everything. And, you know, when you're on a trend and you're riding, you always hear somebody riding a trend. Of course, because they got on board, you know, they got on the trend at the first stop. After the second, third, fourth stop, the odds makers, you know, are going to adjust their number, and it's going to be, you know, added into the price. And the bettors are going to overcompensate for it. They're going to pile on that same side, and the trend's going to be lost, and you're going to make money fading it. I mean, sure, these things can run, and, you know, winning, losing, contagious streaks. I mean, these things happen. But in the end, two guys step in that cage or in that ring, and you know, one guy's got to win and one guy's got to lose. And when they both step in there, we talk about the mind. One guy knows he's the underdog. And one guy, you know, sometimes both guys are iffy about who's going to win. I mean, look at that Adesanya-Romero fight last week. They both talked a whole lot of trash both ways, and that fight turned out to be a dud. So you just, you know, you don't know. Again, I think the more information they give people, I think it just, you know, they'll overanalyze. I find myself overanalyzing sometimes. Overanalyzing will make you go bust.
Yeah, overanalysis leads to paralysis, as they say. And, you know, you're right. And it's a problem. It's a problem now, especially because everything is so numbers driven, right? It's really just a bunch of math guys now that are betting, right? And computer guys, you know, the data crew, so to speak. But you're right. There's a human element to it. And a great example, even a simplified in the fight game, is, you know, Joey, as you stated, you can feel bad and win a fight, and you can have a great camp and lose a fight. You know what I mean? You know, sure. How many times, like, I've known guys, they told me it was the best camp of my life. I felt great. I got into the octagon. I just couldn't throw. Your boy Phil Baroni talked about that once. And look at Phil, man. Phil's not scared of anything. And he, you know, I heard him talk. He was saying about how he couldn't feel his punches. Like he's like, you know, you get rubber arms. He goes, it just is what it is. And like, it doesn't matter. It's not fear. It gets in your head. But it feels like you're not hitting the other guy when you hit him, basically. You can't feel it. And you don't think you're doing, like, basically. So, you know, you sort of get stuck in this weird twilight zone. Like you stated, so there's so many aspects to this that data, you know, data can go only so far, but we are, I mean, you know, you and I are like, you know, old score phone line guys, Joey, right? A lot of people haven't bat like without the internet before. I can't imagine, Joey, 100 years from now or 50 years from now, we'll be dead, but the information that people are going to have. Like I said, you're going to log on and won't just be a point spread. You'll be like, oh, look, his heart rate is this today. His blood pressure is this. His biometrical data. Like, God knows this stuff that people are going to know in the future. All right. So one thing I do know in the future is that Oliveira is fighting Kevin Lee. And, man, it feels like Oliveira has been around forever. And that's because he has. It really is amazing, actually, how long, you know, this kid has lasted in the UFC. They've thrown him against really tough competition early in his life, this guy. He's fought in basically a who's who of everybody, but he's on a 6-fight win streak right now, Joey.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the UFC for the last 10 years, and he started out, I mean, look who he started out with. He started out with Darren Elkins. I mean, he subbed Elkins. I mean, that's not a walk in the park fight.
When that's your first fight, Joey, in the UFC, like, you know what I mean? Like, nowadays, like, you know, your first fight's against another 2-1 guy. You know what I mean? Like you said, his first fight, Darren Elkins, Efren Escudero, who was hot at the time, you remember, Jim Miller, Nick Lentz, Donald Cerrone, Eric Wisely, Jonathan Brookins, Cub Swanson, Frankie Edgar, Andy Ogle, Hayoki, Jeremy Stevens, Nick Lentz, Max Holloway, Miles Jury, Anthony Pettis, Ricardo Lamas, Will Brooks, Paul Felder, Clay Guida. The guy's fought in everybody, Joey.
Yeah, and he's on a 6-fight win streak going into this fight.
So what do you make of this? You get Kevin Lee going into Brazil. Brazil doesn't mean what it used to be, but it's still a tough place to go fight a Brazilian.
Yeah, I mean, hell, it's... You know, I looked back and I was trying to, you know, I always talk about momentum on these cards when the Brazilians get rolling. And, you know, in the first quarter of 2019, you know, that card in Brazil, I mean, they steamrolled. I mean, the favorites on the main card, Aldo, Maia, Oliveira, Souza, Walker, they all rolled. But you know what? This fight with Kevin Lee, you know, I'm surprised Kevin Lee's the favorite. Going into Brazil against a guy that's on a 6-fight win streak. Sure, Kevin Lee just beat Gregor Gillespie, great wrestler. You know, he might have been, you know, might have been some question marks out there for him going into that fight. You know, undefeated, but never really tested. Lee went up to 170, got beat, came back down. He's training up there in Canada with Zarabi and those guys. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a lot closer fight than the odds indicate. And you know, if Oliveira gets out the gate, you know, we're in the country of the front runners. Remember, we were talking about this in the past. When these guys get rolling, I mean, they steamroll you. I mean, Lee's got to get Oliveira stepping on the brakes early in this fight, or I think it could be an early night for him.
Yeah, you're right. And as I stated earlier, you know, I don't buy into where fights are very often, but there's certain locals that I do. And as you stated, things can get crazy. If things are going well for the Brazilian fighters and they get that chant going, you're going to die, and it just becomes real electric in a building, and the fighters feed off, and the Brazilian fighters don't want to disappoint. All right, Joey, so we only have a couple of minutes. We can stay another segment if you want, because so we've only got 2 or 3 more minutes. So if we've only got 2 or 3 more minutes, let's get into what you like on this card then.
Well, look, Damian Maia. How do you go against Maia? You know, Maia, Jesus. I mean, Maia's been kicking ass. Maia, you know, started his career, talk about debuts, UFC 77 in 2007. You know, this is a tough fight for Maia, but again, a winnable fight. And like you said, I mean, venue-wise, I mean, once the momentum gets going, I mean, sure, Burns is Brazilian, but, you know, I think that Maia's beat better guys. I think that Askren's a better grappler than Burns. So, I mean, Maia's losses, recent losses, were Usman, Covington, and Woodley. I mean, there's a who-who, all good names, you know what I mean? And he's on a 3-fight win streak in 2019. I think that Maia can beat Burns.
Yeah, we're in agreement once again on this one. Renato Canheiro, Moicano on the card as well.
Walk in the park. I think he steamrolls. He'll steamroll that kid.
Yeah, you like
Moicano, yeah.
Yeah, you like Moicano in that fight. Johnny Walker and Krylov It should be a fun fight. You know, neither of these guys are exactly technicians, but you know what I'm saying? It's a fun fight. Non-Brazilian, what do you make of this one?
Yeah, it's a tough fight for Kirilov. I mean,
Kirilov goes into Brazil.
Yeah, I've seen him look real good. Not real good, but I've seen him look okay, and then I've seen him look real bad. So, I mean, he's in tough with Walker. You know, Walker's chin got checked by Anderson, and, you know, he didn't fare too well after that. So we'll see how Walker comes back after that knockout. But, again, I mean, I probably side with the Brazilian there. You know, if we go into the Formiga, I think Formiga's in tough with Moreno, but I think more Formiga can win. I tell you a fight that's slipping under the radar is on the undercard is Rani Yahya and Barzola. Barzola is like a $1.85 favorite. I'm looking at this fight and I'm saying, Jesus, you know, no respect here for Rani. I think that Yahya can beat him.
John Medeski comes back too on this card.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I'm rarely. You know, I just back and forth with this Medeski. I mean, you know, when he lost to Cerrone and Yancy Medeiros. I mean, I never really got a good read on him. So you know, I'm staying away from that.
My gut tells me. I like Trinaldo here. I think it's one of these deals once again. I just don't want to say, well, he's fighting at home, but Trinaldo's not great, but the guy's got the heart of a freaking, like, psycho warrior. Medeski, like you said, Medeski's one of these guys. I think he's a gym guy. You always hear how great he is, but then you see him in a real fight. And it's like, yeah, all right. You know what I mean?
You know, Trinaldo's never been knocked out either. So, I mean, you got, you know, when you look at Medeski, what he's got no submissions. He's got 9 knockout wins and, you know, I mean, if it goes to the cards, you almost want to think that Trinaldo, you know, get any benefit of the doubt there.
All right, Joey. So know. Listen, we've got to go. We're on the clock. We're like rounds here. We'll have to have you for a little bit longer, but I know you're a busy man. Joey Odessa steps up and in. Find him on Twitter at MMA Odds. Get on the grid.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Get on the grid. Morenci Unfiltered, the podcast. We promised Gamblu to step up and in and join us. Here he is. Lou! Always a pleasure, Lou. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Gabriel. Looking forward to another great slate of fights.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll get right into the fights, Lou, because we've got 12 minutes, so we'll get to as many fights as we can. We'll go rapid fire. But we were talking last week about spring training being about 10-15 minutes away from you. Well, I'll tell you what, regular season baseball, besides the Arizona Diamondbacks, might be beside you as well. And I don't know. We'll see in the future what happens with the UFC, with events, Lou. But I don't see how baseball is going to start in 2 weeks. Like, the Seattle Mariners are talking about playing in Arizona. They can't play in Seattle. Like, Seattle is a hotbed right now. The state of Washington was a hotbed for the coronavirus. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. And eventually, it's going to hit mixed martial arts. Like, I don't know. You know, remember like the old Ultimate Fighter days, right? And when they just had like the trainers and everything. It actually was, you know, it's pretty cool. You hear everything and it provides, like, from a broadcast element, it's going to be interesting. But from a reality standpoint, it sucks. Even the biggest coronavirus deniers and doubters right now can't deny it's affecting real world things right now, and it's going to affect the sports world a lot over the next couple of months.
Well, let's just hope in time that we find out that the it is actual a legitimate concern over a virus and it does not happen to be a complete overreaction. I'm not versed or prepared to talk about this thing whatsoever. I just hope people don't get sick, and I hope we can get back to normal as fast as we can.
I think both things are right, and I said it off the top, Lou. I think it's very severe, and people can get sick and die, but at the same point in time, I think the media is in the media feeds off of fear, right? Like, this is what they do. I mean, you know, people need to remember that. Like, the media feeds off of bashing Trump and people's personal tragedies. So yeah, don't forget that. That's the business that they're in. All right, so let's jump in right now. We spoke with Joey Odessa about this. Charles Oliveira, Kevin Lee. Joey didn't really understand a number why Kevin Lee is favorites. Let's go rapid fire, Lou. I'll name the fight. Boom. Minute or so, 35, you know, whatever, and we'll move on to the next.
Right.
Charles Oliveira, Kevin Lee. I'm taking, quote the a football term here or basketball term, Lou. I'm taking the home dog in this fight, riding a 6-fight win streak. I think Kevin Lee's just a little bit overrated. What do you make of this fight? Who do you like?
If I can determine Friday morning at from 5 to 7 a.m. Pacific time that Kevin Lee honestly makes 155 pounds, I will then turn around and take Charles Oliveira. He opened minus 140. Now he's plus 120. I like everything about Oliveira, and I think he should be the favored fighter, provided Lee weighs in and makes weight. If Lee shows up at 159, all bets are off.
Great call. Great point. Great call. I agreed with your tweet last week as well. I've felt this way for years. I remember, Lou, it used to be, people used to think, oh, he missed weight, he's going to lose. It actually was a thing in the betting world. And I caught on early. I was like, no, he's going to win. Like, there was the whole, did he make, there was a difference. Did he miss weight and nearly die trying to do it? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm talking about, Lou. And or did he say, suck it, I'm just coming in 4 pounds overweight and I'm going to eat and drink what I want all week and I'm going to feel a hell of a lot better.
And that all changed. That all changed when they changed the process of the weigh-ins. When they went to the morning weigh-in, that's when that changed. There was a time numerically that if you missed weight, you were at a disadvantage. Now, since that changed, you miss weight, you're at an advantage.
Yeah, good call. Interesting dynamic. Okay, so a good call by you, Lou, actually, with Kevin Lee and his weight. The weight cuts have been an issue. All right, Damian Maia and Gilbert Burns. Fun fight for the purist here. Two very, very skilled, obviously, practitioners. Damian Maia is the older man, yet he's a pretty big underdog guy here, Lou. What do you make of this fight?
Yeah, it's a great fight. You're exactly right. The purists are going to love it. You have to temper your expectation on Maia because he's 42 years old, but he's smart as a whip. Gil Burns, 33 years old, stronger, bigger, more explosive, dumb as a post. So you guys figure out how to handicap that.
I'll take the smart guy. I plus 170. I'm not letting. Listen, being a rocket science isn't a prerequisite for being a good fighter. But to be honest with you, Lou, it is. Like, honestly, like, if you look at all the great fighters in history, they're all smart guys. You know what I mean? I'm not saying all of them. But, like, you know, I'm not saying Conor McGregor is one of the greatest. You know, I'm not even a massive Conor guy, but Conor's a smart guy. Like, Conor understands angles. He understands, like, he can be coached. He can learn things fast. I mean, look, the guy went through an exhibition match with Floyd after 6 months, right? Like, he's a smart guy. George St. Pierre, very smart guy. Mike Tyson was a boxing historian. You know what I mean? Yeah, you hear him talk and you don't think, but no. Mike Tyson knows everything about boxing and the history and what to do. And, like, you know, I do think there's something to it. It's a good point. And let's call it fight IQ as well. Right.
Yes, I mean, I totally
fight
agree.
IQ as well. But yeah, I think we have a live dog here, Lou. I know he's older and stuff, but I just think the type of style that Burns fights, it sort of negates the age a little bit. You got two Brazilians going at it. I like, I'm not saying I love Maia here, but at plus 170, I'm taking Maia.
Yeah, I got a pass on that one for other dogs, but, Oliveira's a dog anyway.
All right, Johnny Walker and Krylov. Walker's minus 150 at FanDuel for the record. So Maia's plus 170. Burns is minus 200. Oliveira is plus 112 only at FanDuel. Now, Kevin Lee's minus 130. Gilbert Burns minus 200. Damian Maia plus 170. Johnny Walker minus 150 against Krylov, plus 128.
Yeah, and he's 135 at five dimes. Johnny Walker training at TriStar, and so he's not in Phuket on the beach. He's in Montreal freezing his rear end off, and I don't think he's having fun with the boys at TriStar. I look for an unbelievable bounce back out of Johnny Walker against a guy in Krylov who's just, your typical European straight stand-up target. He lost to Teixeira last out. I think he's a decent light heavyweight, but I think Johnny Walker, this is a setup fight, and you're going to give me Johnny Walker minus 135, minus 150. He opened minus 195. That's low. I think Johnny Walker shines on Saturday.
I agree with you. I like this fight. Although at the same point in time, and I say this as someone from Montreal, and it almost pains me, but besides George St. Pierre, what has TriStar done? Rory?
Well, Rory had a pretty good run with him for a while.
And
McDonald.
Left. And Rory, yeah, and they actually hindered him. Like they, you know what their problem is, Lou? And I've been saying this for years. They have a one-size-fits-all strategy there. They take they're like, all right, this is what GSP did, so you do this.
Like, well, Johnny Walker can use that.
Obama, Mercy, I know, but these guys, it doesn't, like, there's one GSP, right? Like, I find it's a problem with all the fighters that they have. Like, they haven't had any other champions. They're Rory, but Rory left. And not that, Rory, they didn't help Rory. You know what's funny? Because Rory was a wild man, wild kid. They sort of tamed him, but they took away some of his strength a little bit. He became too cautious, and that's like one of his things, that Rory's a killer, right? But anyways, and another guy that used to be there, Medeski, fighting Trinaldo. I like Trinaldo in this fight.
I totally agree with you there. Medeski is a man without a gym. He's working out at home. I saw him at the MMA lab. For whatever reason, he didn't stick there. He's in a tough, tough spot. I like Trinaldo here, who's gotten screwed in a couple of recent decisions.
No, I agree. Okay, Lou, a woman I like taking, actually. Tough, tough chick, Randa Marcos. She's plus 230. I don't really know much about Rebus, to be honest with you. I don't know if you've got a big opinion on that, but Marcos is
a huge opinion on that.
But she's a grinder. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this one. Listen, this Rebus girl is good. She's got a win over Emily Whitmire. Okay. She beat Mackenzie Dern, and so that's the recency, and that's the volume and the excitement behind this gal. But let me tell you something. Mackenzie Dern never trains, okay? She don't train, and she was coming off a pregnancy. Reba shouldn't be 340 against anybody, and Mark Arandos been going to a Thai teacher to learn a little Muay Thai striking, and she's a grinder. She's tough. And I like her in this position. She's an older girl, but 2-8. If Rebus is minus 190 or 200, okay. But this is obtuse. I'm going to take a little taste on the Canadian Marcos here.
Hey, listen, if we can get fair judging, because Marcos will take this to the decision. He said she's a good wrestler, Lou. Like, she's strong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as far as women fighters, she's a tough, like, she's thick. She's strong. She's muscular. Not like you said, I like to see her add some more striking to the game. She's got big heart, too. She's a tough girl. Like, and if she gets fair judging at those odds, she's definitely in it. All right, Lou. Normally we do a couple of segments, but everybody, it's a crazy day today. We're putting everything together on the fly. So we got less than a minute. Leave us with another fight that we didn't get to.
Right. I'll go to Brandon Moreno and Justin Formiga. Formiga has a win against Figueiredo on his belt, but he's getting old, And while he has an advantage in experience, Moreno's the taller kid. He's 9 years younger. He's going to have a reach advantage, and he's completely a nut job. Look for Brandon Moreno currently plus 135, 140. He'll be a live dog that can go to Brazil and upset an older Brazilian.
Next week, the National Football League free agency wildness is going to start. I know you and I were discussing. You disagree with my Tampa Bay Buccaneer take for Tom Brady. I don't know if he's going to end up there. He's 14-1 right now, but let's get into that a little bit next week because there's odds for that stuff posted. You can find Lou on Twitter at Gamblu, gamblu.com. Get on the grid.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.